Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie, and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. Today is Monday, December 18th, and we will be chatting about The Wizard of Oz. So now it's time to grab a drink, go on that walk, or pick up your needles, because it's time to get started. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Are we ready to chat about our favorite topic, what's on our needles?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
So tonight I'm working on, I've been calling it my desk sock. It's the Rye Socks by Tin Can Knits. It's just the second one. It's just something I pick up. It's really easy knitting. I'm actually on the toe, so I'm getting ready to finish it soon. And before we started recording, I just finished my sample from our Easy Hat class as well. So this was my teaching piece. So I knit along with class, and I, you know, stopped at all of the like big learning points, but I just put a button on there from my stash and wove in my end. So it's ready to go for pictures.
Yay.
That is amazing. We have to, I know this is my job, we have to figure out how to do this so people can see us when we're talking. This is amazing. Wow. All right. I love that. Here's where I am. Let me pick up the project that's waiting there for me. That's how we get it done.
Yeah. So
I am working on a mini Christmas stocking. And this is actually my mom's pattern, although I'm trying to re-engineer it because she knit it back and forth in rows. And I'm trying to do it in the round. But I put up our little tree the other day, and there was the stocking, one of the stockings that my mom had knit. And in that stocking was the pattern in her handwriting. And the ink is fading fast. So I'm like, I've got to knit this and make sure that I know how to do this. So I'm knitting a mini Christmas stocking.
That's awesome.
That's great. Wow. I wish I was knitting a mini Christmas stocking. I'm knitting full-sized ones. It's very close to Christmas. So I actually have been working on quite a few things, but I went away last week to visit my family, and I brought intentionally a lot of things that have been sitting in my works in progress pile for a very long time. So I brought my Gibb sweater, which needed like a couple inches on the sleeve. So that's done and ready to be blocked. I brought a crochet cardigan that I had been working on for my nephews. So that is done, blocked, and gifted. And then I finished my first monogram sock, and I'm well in, on my way into the second. So I am going to finish those hopefully this week too. But I'm really just like freeing up tote bags right now. That's my main goal.
Wow. That's productive.
It was very, I felt so productive coming back, except my life's mayhem. Like, I feel like my space, my knitting space is mayhem because we just got a ton of new yarn for samples. So I am trying to like organize myself so that I have marching orders for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. But it feels so good to finish stuff though, especially in mass quantities like that.
Yes. And I feel like it's always that way. I don't know if it's because we're on a calendar cycle with samples. I'm sure that has something to do about it, but I think just like the natural like rate that you finish things, I always end up finishing like four things at once. I feel like it comes in waves.
Yeah. There's four things getting started. There's four things getting finished. And Natalie, as you were sharing that with us, I was getting as excited as you, because hearing of projects that our knitting friends and crocheting friends are finishing is so exciting too. Like, projects really do get finished and they get worn and they get given. And that was great.
I know. I'm so excited, especially after hearing Brianna talk about how much she loves her Gibb sweater. I'm so excited to block and try mine on.
Awesome.
All right. Are we ready to jump into our topic?
I think so.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, we are going to be talking about The Wizard of Oz, which is one of the most famous movies ever. And it's actually a favorite of mine. I don't know. We'll find out what you guys think of it, but I am very, very excited for this topic. So I have a couple of questions. We're going to go round robin, and this is going to be a soul searcher, I think. All right.
All right.
Woo, woo. Okay. Question number one, do you even like this movie?
I do like this movie. It's It's definitely something that I don't watch often. I don't usually watch movies more than once, but if I see it on TV, I know it's always on around Thanksgiving time, which is weird. To me at least, but I'll sit down and watch it if I see it. It is a good one for being such a classic. I love it.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it a lot. I don't need to own it. I don't need to see it too often, but that once or twice a year is just perfect. And typically it's one of those ones too, that you're, for us, like we're passing by the TV or we're, you know, moving through the channels and it's on and we stop right there and we just watch it. So I do like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. It's not something I watch a lot, but when it's on, I do watch it, or like I'll make a point every once in a while to turn it on. I think every time I watch it, I really am just like floored by just the quality that they were able to get at that day and age is really, really impressive. And obviously Judy Garland, like you cannot love her in that movie. She's precious.
She's amazing. And I think it's also magic too, how it goes from black and white to color and then back to black and white. But that was really cool. So did you know this? This is interesting. That movie, Wizard of Oz, was the same year nominated Academy Award as Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how many amazing movies were in that year. And if I'm not mistaken, 1939, does that sound right?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was the 30s.
And Gone with the Wind took the Academy Award, but that there's, for you think back to that period of time and what they were able to do. Amazing.
I disagree with that decision. I've tried to watch Gone with the Wind. I would much rather watch The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I love Gone with the Wind. I love it.
I'm mixed. I love the story of Gone with the Wind, but it is a long movie and there's nothing catchy. Like I do love the fact that the music to The Wizard of Oz, like you've got that peppy part of it too. So yeah.
Yeah. And I think Wizard of Oz is more iconic. And I also think that it's more relevant in day-to-day life. Like I rarely ever hear someone reference or like talk about Gone with the Wind in the wild, but I feel like there's so many like turns of phrase that are like adjacent to The Wizard of Oz, you know?
Yeah.
I never really overthought The Wizard of Oz because I just like it for what it is and the music and all that and the story. But tonight when I was making dinner before our podcast, Ed was in the living room watching TV and he was watching Welcome Back, Kotter, a 1975 episode of Welcome Back, Kotter. Do you even know that show?
No.
Well, it was set in a school. It was Mr. Kotter. He was a teacher of high school students. And I could hear them. They were talking about The Wizard of Oz. And Mr. Kotter was trying to have a conversation with them about there is a lot of meaning and perspective to that, to The Wizard of Oz. I'm mixing up my movies right now. So I went out to the living room and it was amazing. They were talking about The Wizard of Oz 1975 episode of Welcome Back, Kotter.
Wow.
And my husband was watching it. There you go.
That's awesome. That's so like adjacent to what
exactly the meeting.
Amazing. All right. Well, what's our favorite part of the movie?
When the house falls on the witch.
Brianna.
That scene just like sticks in my head. Every time I think of The Wizard of Oz, that's the first thing I think about is like her legs. And with the stockings, I just, that is The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I used to be so scared, like, because this is a movie you grow up watching. I used to be so scared of that part in particular. And I used to be so scared of the tornado when she's like going to like land on the witch. And like, this is one of those movies where I just remember being terrified at so many different parts, but because of all the bright colors, because there's so much like, you know, music and happiness in between. Yeah. Like, I feel like I had to keep watching because I needed to not leave on that note, you know?
Yeah.
But that one's a good one.
I can get through the scary stuff because there's going to be more fun stuff coming. And did you ever find yourself not wanting to wear black and white striped tights because of that scene? Please don't make me wear the tights.
No.
All right. So my favorite scene is actually at very, very close to the end of the movie. And I just love it when Dorothy is getting ready to go home and she is standing there and Glinda the Good Witch, you know, she's got on the ruby red slippers, Dorothy does, and she tells her to click her heels 3 times and close her eyes and say, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." I just love that. And in real life, I have found myself doing that sometimes, but I don't have the ruby red slippers.
I love it.
Yeah,
well, my favorite is the Lollipop Guild. Just that one portion of the song. I just love those three little guys. And I love the Lollipop Guild. It makes me happy.
Yeah, they're adorable.
I love it. All right. And what about least favorite parts, you guys?
I don't think I have a least favorite part. Okay, if I was going to say a least favorite part, it would have to be with my least favorite character. And I don't know, I'm just like really cynical. I don't like Glinda the Good Witch. So when she first comes, like her first scene, maybe that's my least favorite. But like, she's my least favorite character, so.
Yeah.
All right, so mine is the flying monkeys. And that is totally one of those scenes, to your point, Natalie, where you just got to get through it. Just get me through it. I just don't like those flying monkeys at all.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
They are so scary.
Very scary.
They are. And the concept of that is very scary.
Yeah. And that, what, and I was thinking about that today. I'm like, the flying monkeys and then the whole, you know, castle, the witch's castle and all that. That was, and the, do you remember she had the fortune telling ball on her table and Dorothy could see her grandmother in it, and oh yeah, but flying monkeys. I'll stick with flying monkeys.
Yeah. What mine is when they're meeting the lion in the forest and he's like trying to like attack them a little bit. I used to be petrified of that entire scene. So scared. So I don't know why. I think it's just like the setting's very eerie and he's not very nice and I don't even really like him that much. So it's like, you know, something that stuck with me.
The music in that part of the movie too is very like off-putting. Like it makes you feel that like tense situation happening.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Okay. I think this is like the soul searching part. Who do you think you are out of her like pals that she meets along the way? The Scarecrow and you need a brain, the Tin Man and you need a heart, or the Cowardly Lion and you need courage?
I think I might be the lion. Out of those three, I could say I need courage the most.
All right. I am going to say the Tin Man. I definitely need a bigger heart. I need more compassion. I need to be more patient. So I need a heart, a bigger heart.
I'm also the Tin Man, Kathy.
Really?
I know. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like out of all of them, I've always kind of resonated the most with him. I need a little bit more heart in my life.
Yeah.
We'll get you some.
Thank you. I also, I think, could use, you know, whatever is in that can of oil that takes care of whatever's going wrong with him. I need my own version of that.
Yeah. And a friend to apply it to the right joint so they really move the way you want them to move. Yeah, it was, yeah, that's definitely, but the heart factor is, yeah, big. Courage was in there too, Brianna. I was kind of like, oh, courage is big, but yeah, it is interesting. And all Dorothy needed was to go home.
Yeah.
And I think like when I've rewatched this movie as an adult, the person, one of the people who I disliked the most, I could talk about who I disliked all day. Maybe that's why I need more heart in my life.
You're the Tin Man.
Yeah, I hate the man behind the curtain. I hate the Wizard of Oz. I think he's mean. And okay. I think that, you know, you've got a young girl who's trying to get home and you're just not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Totally with you. You know, wasn't it fascinating too? And this took me years. In fact, maybe it took me until I was an adult to watch that movie and understand how the characters played through the whole thing. You know, the farmhands were the Cowardly Lion and, you know, how everybody had their place. And that was so interesting how they could carry that through. And the wizard was the man who had the traveling circus, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's very clever. Who wrote that movie? Do we know? Or who wrote the
It was story? A book before it was a movie, I think.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm looking it up. L. Frank Baum wrote the book in, he was born in 1856. I'm not sure when he wrote Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
But that's interesting that it was so long ago. Oh, so he wrote it in 1900 and it was adapted into the movie in 1939.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a classic, but it wasn't that old. Mm-mm. It's crazy. And I feel like it's one of those rare movies where we know the movie more than the book. Like that, I feel like I've never in school had that as like something they teach, but I have watched the movie in school as something they teach. So
that is really interesting because I know there's classes on like film and literature. I've taken a couple myself, and The Wizard of Oz never comes up. It's never like the novel is never discussed. I wonder why. I think maybe like the film is just like way more famous. Do you think?
I think so. I mean, when I watched it at school, I think it was for my like lit class in like the ninth grade. And it was about, we were talking about the hero journey, or like there's a lot of different blueprints that authors use that are like similar. Like Lord of the Rings is a really good example of like the hero journey. I don't know if it was the hero journey for Wizard of Oz that they were using it as an example for, if it was something different, but it was more so of like, you're learning kind of this blueprint that authors use a lot and go to for creative writing. And this is like a really good example of it. So like we had to like dissect the film and like pick the parts and put them where they belonged on the map of like story.
That sounds like a fun activity.
It was. I had a really, really good long-term sub my ninth grade year, and he was probably the best lit teacher I've ever had.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's very cool. That, yeah, and it is interesting though, but none of us have ever read the book.
Mm-mm. No, I had it when I was young, but I never read it.
Yeah, and I really don't know anybody who has read it, come to think of it. It's time to borrow it from the library, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How it holds up.
Yes, they probably have it on audiobook too.
Yep. Probably, and a lot of times like classics like that are also free on audiobook, like at a lot of places, because there's no copyright on them, like the book. Although with the movie there might, the like MGM might have like copyright on the book, I'm not sure.
Okay. But
interesting, guys. Well, any other Wizard of Oz thoughts?
I don't think so.
Yeah, just right. There's no place like home, right?
And someplace over the rainbow.
And how about when she starts down that yellow brick path, you know, the yellow brick road? That's always a good one too. You just want to get up and start to see, can I still skip like that?
I know. I know. That's like one of the things that stands out in my mind is the yellow brick road and Munchkin Land. Those are like some of my happiest movie moments there. Wicked Witch of the West. I love the Wicked Witch of the West, but I was terrified of her.
It's just so interesting though, as we're having this conversation and thinking about other movies, how the details of this movie really stick in our head, like the actual details, the poppy field, the snow, it's so detailed that it sticks with you.
Yeah.
Like other movies, okay, I remember the story, but I don't have all the details there, but this one really sticks.
Yeah, I think everyone, if they've seen it more than once, you kind of have like a play-by-play of exactly what happens the whole movie, because it is so like, it's colorful, it's really technical, it's beautiful and scary in other places.
It's a great movie. Never gets old.
Agreed. It's a goodie. All right, you guys. Well, are we ready to move over to some more hard-hitting questions?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, our first one is, what is your favorite thing this week? Brianna.
My favorite thing this week has been my vase of buttons. I've actually needed a couple buttons this week. So I went digging at the bottom of my jar, and I the button on my hat is from the jar, and I had to pull a couple buttons, like matching ones, and like they were just magically already strung together, so I didn't have to dig that far. I just like found one and pulled it up, and there was three more attached to it. It was great. Best Aww. Find in the jar.
Wow.
I love it. That's so great.
Nothing like a button jar that has what you need, or it's not even that you knew that you it would have what you need. You look there and you go, that is what I need. It's just there talking, you're tapping on the shoulder going, use me, use me.
Yep.
All right. So my favorite thing this week, I have to say, is Christmas in the City. I took the train on Friday night because, you know, I am a senior citizen, and that free SEPTA pass makes women my age want to go into the city to see the Christmas lights. And it was wonderful. And we did a whole lot of Christmassy things that are all free. I mean, it's amazing. So my favorite thing this week is Christmas in the City, and it felt safe. It was festive. It was great. People were friendly.
That's awesome.
Go do it. Yeah.
I love it. Well, my favorite thing this week has been my shredder, because I've been doing some cleaning, and it's crazy how much mail you collect. I'm really bad at it. Actually, I'm really good at collecting mail. I'm really bad at shredding it. So I have pulled out the shredder and we are shredding our mail. And it has been, I feel like, even though I only took care of one little pile of stuff, I feel very accomplished.
Very satisfying, isn't it? Just the noise and the.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I love it. All right, guys. Well, what's for dinner tonight? It's a biggie.
Oh, I'm having some leftovers. I'm not exactly sure what the leftovers are. I'm just going to eat whatever is there because that's what I have. And tomorrow we'll grocery shop.
There you go.
There you go.
We've had dinner already, and it was pasta and peppers because we had some leftover peppers using up the leftovers. And that's what we had for dinner. So it was pretty simple, but it was good.
Nice. That sounds great. I'm having, because we just got back yesterday, so my fridge, nothing in there is good. I have to actually clean it out next. And I will be eating a frozen Trader Joe's meal. I'm doing, I think, butter chicken.
Oh, so we'll see. Nice.
Nice.
And that's what I've got planned. All right, guys. Well, what about news and updates?
I think just with Roots, you know, our January through April classes are still available. Although if anybody was looking to schedule some of our early January classes, I am getting ready to close those because we just started sending materials email. So we want to make sure everybody gets their yarn and their needles in time for class. So we close the classes about like 10 days before the start, just to make sure, you know, there's no stragglers. But everything else is still open, and everything is open right now, but maybe in the next day or two, some might close up. So make sure you check us out. And I do want to thank folks. We've gotten quite a few positive reviews on Google and Facebook in the last couple of weeks. So thank you guys so much for doing that. It means so much to us. It helps us move up in the search when people search for knitting and crochet classes. So it's good to see you guys are enjoying the classes. And we loved the finished photos too. We got a few of those in the last week or two as well.
Yay. The best. Yes. Thank you guys so much. We love getting feedback, and it is always really fun to see how much you guys are finishing in classes and also how much you're enjoying classes, because that's why we're here. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was so fun to see on social media too. The some of the finished projects that you recently posted out there was great. Inspiration. Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. Any other news there? Are you guys?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Our podcast news is going to be that it is the holidays and they fall on Mondays when we normally record. How could that be? So we're going to take a 2-week break, but we will be back in the new year. I think the date is January 8th. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. It's hard to imagine another year just flew by, but we'll be back.
And maybe in January, we'll be revisiting our goals.
Oh God, I'm scared.
There you go.
Yep.
Get ready. Knit, knit, knit.
Oh, gosh.
I'm terrified.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for that reminder, Brianna.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's always a fun episode.
Yeah. Definitely. Perfect.
All right, you guys. Well, if that's all, we can wrap it up. So we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL, share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise there is no work involved. If you're interested, please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie. And our email addresses can be found in the show notes below. Hopefully by now you've finished your project, drink, or walk, because it's time for us to bind off. Thank you for listening.